Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to you.
You.
Can sip with us. I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen.
Ash.
Hey.
What are you sipping on?
Okay. So, guys, living squarely in mom life lately and just struggling. Like, Mac is sleeping. Now we're getting a 4-hour stretch and then a couple threes, which is great.
Nice.
We should be starting to increase that 4-hour stretch to 5. And so, you know, that's great, but I still feel like maybe you just never get into deep sleep or something. I'm not sure, but no, I feel tired and then just constantly feel like I'm on the, like racing against the clock. Cause we have like 2.5 hours before he feeds again, you know?
Oh yeah.
So I've not been able to really do much for me lately. Didn't get a shower yesterday. Didn't get a workout. Had plans to do both. But I have doubled up on my dose of caffeine. So in one hand, I'm drinking coffee. And I used to have to be like, hey, if it's after 9 a.m., I cannot drink coffee. I can't have any caffeine because it'll keep me up. At this point, I could drink coffee and or caffeine until like 4 p.m. and still be exhausted at 10, which is a perk of being a new mom, I feel like, that I can have caffeine at any point and
around the
really
clock.
No repercussions.
24/7.
So in one hand, my coffee. In the other hand, my pre-workout, because I do plan to work out after we do this podcast. So, but it's not alcohol, but I do feel like I'm going to get high, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
buzzing.
Really going to ride the wave on this. Yeah, I'm going to buzz. Yeah.
You've got a strong buzz already, I feel like, and I'm picking that up.
Well, we did a little chatting before we clicked record, strategizing on what's coming with this podcast, and it really made me shoot awake. I came to the microphone really tired. I was like, oh gosh, I'm dragging ass.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't like not looking forward to it. I was like, I'm just dragging ass, and I was really excited to hop on. But then we started strategizing, and there is something about just like dreaming that fires me up. I just get so excited about, like, you know, my wheels start turning and like what's to come. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very – So I'm going to be double buzz. Did you ever get into Seinfeld?
I mean, no.
Okay. So there's one episode.
Because I appreciate it, but I never really know. Yeah. I don't know the episodes.
But you know who the characters are, right? Kramer. So there's one episode where I don't remember exactly why he starts drinking all the coffee. Maybe he finds a really good coffee shop or something. And he like runs in Jerry and he's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, whoa, Kramer, you're all hopped up on the caffeine. And Kramer's like, well, I feel like I'm talking kind of fast, but it's very hard to tell. And that's how I feel like I am right now. Just like, you guys are listening to me on regular speed, but I probably sound like you've set me at 1.5 speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try to slow
it
down.
Go ahead and do the, what did we do that? The point half speed it. Go ahead and take it back a notch for this episode.
On this one,
and it'll be
so
normal.
You can keep up. Okay. What are you drinking?
All right. I'm going to tell you what I'm drinking, but it's also part hangover. So last week we talked about the oat milk silk and I went to a Target. I did not find it, but I found the regular carton of silk oat milk vanilla. I thought, well, surely this will be similar. Mm-hmm. Put it in my little Keurig foamer. Pressed the latte button, waited, heard the beep, went and checked on it. No foam. Maybe something went askew.
You really gave it the benefit of the doubt. Wow.
So I tried it again the next morning, and same thing, no froth. Mm-hmm. So Chris, he was at a Target yesterday running an errand, and I sent him a picture, and I said, "Don't come home until you find this."
Ooh,
in a matter
good.
Of words.
Yeah, that's good. Threaten him. Yeah.
I threatened him. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, saving our marriage, he came back. He'd located it. It was on an end cap. It was yes. not in the milk or creamer section.
Yes. That was my mistake as well the first time I searched at Target.
And I made that same mistake, turns out, because Chris did locate it.
Did he locate the oatmeal cookie?
He located the oatmeal cookie. So what I'm drinking right now is coffee with oatmeal cookie creamer. It is delicious, and it did froth. And so for those of you listening, if it doesn't say froth like a boss, it's not going to
froth. Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Really, because you're then going to have a bigger carton of something that doesn't froth. You have to get the froth like a boss. It is verified delicious. I also want to ask you, we have a few hangover topics. Ashley, how's the apple cider vinegar challenge going for you?
Oh my God. Guys, podcast is over. We have to end the podcast.
We're masterminding.
Yeah.
And then we got run over because we got to end this thing now.
Yeah. We had a lot of dreams, but I have not had it one single time. I forget about it every single, you know what I need to, I'm going to put a note in my phone. I'm going to put an alarm. I'm going to pull a Colleen Weitz. Lude. Your name is Lude now for several years.
Ask me how it's going for me.
How's it going for you, Col?
Ashley, you're looking at someone who's had apple cider vinegar drinks every day this week.
Shit. Okay. Well, podcast is going to stay going, but it's just going to be Colleen.
It's just going to be me. This is a solo show now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hold on. I'm putting an alarm on my phone.
Every morning,
I have not picked up the supplies. You sent me a picture Sunday or something of the supplies. And I thought, oh, my God. I forgot all about it. I said what I replied. We're going to have to mark this episode explicit again. I replied, fuck.
Yeah.
I need to get my supplies. I have had people message me on Instagram. Hey, are you drinking this?
Are you doing this? Yeah. People are messaging
and
our Instagram.
I'm surprised. Every time I think, oh, I need to go get those supplies.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it again. And then you reminded me right now. As if I've heard it for the first time in this moment. How not in my brain it is. But it's going to be because
this is your one mulligan. You've got one mulligan.
Fair.
You're on borrowed time.
Okay. I'm setting this up. Pick up ACV supplies. Okay. I'm setting this for a couple hours from now so I can get to the store. Got my alarm. It's in my phone. Okay.
Guys, I believe in you.
So now if I don't do it, not only is the podcast end, my life is going to end. Okay.
We're
really raising the stakes.
This will end you.
I'm going to end. This will end me. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in a really good groove drinking the apple cider vinegar drink. And then over a certain amount of time, I think I burned all my taste buds off with the apple cider vinegar that it started tasting good. I was like, oh yeah, this is great. You just get used to it. But it's like fresh now. Every morning when I drink it, I'm like, okay,
this is rough.
I still got to get in a groove here. More lemon, more honey today because I drink it hot, you know, and I try. Mm-hmm. Today I thought I'm not going to just go through a slow drinking process with this. So I made a little shot glass with a little bit of cold water and all the ingredients and I just shot it straight. Just boom. And I think that was a little bit better. I drank a lot of water after. There was some hands on the, countertop sort of swaying motions after just dealing with it.
Yeah, but bracing yourself.
I'm full steam ahead.
Well, because I've been a little wary of ACV because when I was pregnant with Revy, I used to get really bad heartburn before I was pregnant. So when that would happen, a lot of times, I don't know if you guys know this, it seems very counterintuitive, but when you have heartburn, a lot of times it means you don't have enough acid in your stomach.
Oh.
So I read that if you take a shot of apple cider vinegar, that calms it down. So I used to do that all the time. Like I remember one time John and I were in Seattle for a football game. Or a baseball game or something. We checked into our hotel. I had crazy heartburn. I was like, I got to get some apple cider vinegar. We go to the drugstore or whatever, like a 7-Eleven style. And I get like the Heinz disgusting apple. And I literally would chug it out of the bottle and want to die. Mm. But my heartburn would go away. So I used to do that. And when I was pregnant with Revy, I did that one time. I had heartburn, took a shot of apple cider vinegar, and immediately I threw up. I had to like run. Because, your body is like, when you're pregnant, it knows That's why you get aversions and cravings. Like, so it rejected it. And I've been wary ever since to have apples. Like, it just kind of was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do what you did, though, like highly dilute or take it as a shot and then pray.
Yep. Yep. You know? You are. So. All right. But first, you just got to do it. Okay.
I know. Right.
Two more hangover topics. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Succession last week. And I was like, what's that one quote about eggs, you know, and I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. Well, my cool friend Raisa listens to the podcast and she messaged me the quote. And I thought, one, great that now that we have the quote. And two, I felt extra cool because Raisa listens to the podcast. Yeah. So hi, Raisa.
Hey, girl.
You can't make a tomlet without breaking some Greggs.
Okay. So this was my hangover topic. So last night I messaged Colleen and I said, and she was doing stuff. And so I think you missed the message, but what I said, I'll read it verbatim. Oh my God, just finished Succession. Fuck again with several K's. How do we wait until next season? And when does that come? And then you replied and you were talking business things. And I thought, no way. She didn't just skip over talking about Succession.
I skipped it. So spoiler alert, press the skip button if you have not started Succession or watched season two. Just skip it for 30 seconds starting now. A little courtesy beat. Holy shit, Kendall Roy.
Oh my. And I remember when you said last week when I said, I said, I'm watching, and you go, oh, Ken Roy or something like that. And I thought, what does that mean? Like, you know, why did you? And so then when it looks like, you know, things are going to go one way with Ken, I thought, oh, that's why she said it. And then things went another way. And then I thought, oh, that's why she said it.
She said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think his dad was proud of him at the end?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because he said to him, you know, you got to be a killer and you're not a killer. And then that's exactly what I said when I said he's a killer.
Did part of your heart break for Shiv at all? Season two?
No. Okay. Why?
I don't know. I felt like I could relate to Shiv. Just sort of overprepared to a fault sometimes. And she tries so hard and she thought she had it, you know, at the very beginning.
Yeah, but then she realized she didn't want it because she could have had it. And then she gave it. She said, she's the one.
Yeah. I don't know.
But and I didn't, my heart didn't my break heart for her. For Shiv. I like her character a lot. I really like her, but I don't love my heart broke for Tom.
Yeah, me too.
That's who my heart broke for.
I love Tom and I love Greg.
And man, Greg's really a white horse coming. Is that what you say? White horse, dark horse? I don't know. He was just kind of like a throwaway, like entertaining character. And now he's great. Loved when he testified. Yes. He's just so good. Like, this show, you guys, is so good. And
so
if
good.
You find it slow in season one, because I did struggle a little bit season one, it is. Now I see where you're like, this is one of my, whatever you said, something like it's my favorite, one of my favorite shows of all time or my favorite show right now or whatever. It is for me more binge worthy. Season two is better for me than the last couple seasons of Handmaid's Tale. Season one of Handmaid's Tale still probably better, or at least they feel tied, but it is good TV, you guys. And the acting, what?
I found out when season three is coming back, but just finish your thought on the acting.
The acting is great. So that is one thing that will lose me faster than anything. I've never been able to watch Dexter because there's a couple characters on there that remind me, hey, this is a TV show. If I feel like the acting is piss poor, then it pulls me out. But it feels like, same way with Breaking Bad, that I am actually watching a reality show of this family. Like, they are so good. All of them nail their roles. Yeah.
So good.
So good.
And I feel like, and no one will get mad at this, because I'm sure whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you'd feel the same way. I feel like we're watching what could be like the Trump family. Like, there's a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of weird things going on all the time. And not exactly the Trump family,
but
like you're watching a reality show on a family like that, where you're just like, whoa.
Yeah. And wow. Ivanka is Shiv.
Perhaps.
Powerful female.
Perhaps.
Those are shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So season three, on just a cursory Google search here, it says likely the prediction is August of this year, because that's the previous release dates, if there are anything to go by.
The problem with these HBO shows, though, is, I mean, and I know you like this, you can't binge them because it's one episode they release at a time.
Yep. It's a slow burn. Yeah. But then when it's the day, like, if, you know, it's usually Sundays. It's like, you got the Sunday scaries, whatever's going on, whatever. You're like, I got Succession on tonight, or whatever show it is.
It's going to pull me out of my
a little bright spot.
You guys, it really is. Okay, so get on it. Get on it.
I got something else to be excited about. And this is the last hangover topic before we're getting to a really cool segment to perfectly round out the month of love here. But we have a Sip Squad insider at Starbucks who gave us a release, a sneak peek of the next release of drink that I am very excited about, and I wanted to share it. I said, have you tried this drink before I describe it? She said, yes, I have. They're delicious. There's actually two. And then I said, well, when is it coming out? And she said, this summer. I said, when? And she said, maybe as early as March. So by the time you're listening
That's
to this, summer. It's for summer, but, you know, feels like the sun's out, whatever. But it could be, like, we could be having this this month when you guys release, or, you know, next month.
Right,
by the time,
right, right.
It'll be very close. Okay, but here is the top secret drink scoop. It's going to be an iced drink, golden ginger drink, pineapple coconut syrup with ginger and pineapple powder mixed with turmeric, shaken with coconut milk. There's also going to be a matcha coconut ice drink. Okay, I'm going to read that again because it's a lot to process. Pineapple coconut syrup with ginger and pineapple powder mixed with turmeric, shaken with coconut milk. Give it to me.
That sounds like dreams.
Yep.
Hopes and dreams right there. However, is that – there's no caffeine, huh? Or do you – put that with coffee or?
That's a good point. I don't know. It's just like it's an iced refresher.
But the matcha one coconut will have caffeine. Exists already, right?
And pineapple. Maybe she said there was pineapple. I didn't fully read the matcha one.
Wow. Okay,
that's coming, folks.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. Oh, wait, what did she say? Yeah, matcha powder with pineapple coconut syrup and coconut milk.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And that matcha
Anything
does have caffeine.
Turmeric in, though, I'm like, oh, well, that will
yeah,
I'll live for 5,000
years.
That's
going to heal me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have any ailment that's going to heal me. It's going to heal an ailment doesn't even exist. It's going to pre-curse my ailments.
Yeah. There was a probiotic drink, whatever, that I was trying to decide from, and it was like flavor, and it was like this with turmeric. Oh,
that's
same
what you
price.
Were drinking last week, I think.
Yeah, the turmeric thing.
That's what started this ACV thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? All roads lead to turmeric. We've come full circle.
all roads lead to turmeric.
Let's do a review of the week.
Are we still getting good reviews every week?
Yeah.
Guys, you can tell how much I spend, how much time I spend on looking at reviews.
We
got to
do a little better because they have slowed down after you all thought you were in the clear because you did a really good job leaving a lot, and now it's slowed a little.
You thought you were in the clear.
You're never in the clear.
You're never in the clear, you guys.
It's never good enough.
No. It's never
it
good
always
enough.
Has to be 5 stars. If you've commented 100 times before, do it again. Every time you listen. I'm sick and tired having to tell you guys. So this
very disappointed.
Of the week, so disappointed of these wonderful reviews.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
This you is know? From Glittery Pinky.
Oh, wow. Hey, she's really trying to catch our eyes with that one.
She got it. And there's emojis in the subject, which is a thing you can do. All caps, encouraging star emoji, uplifting, all caps, star emoji, and then it's cut off the rest. Something about sister, I think, but it's dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Okay, 5 stars, of course. These ladies are more than a good time. They are full of helpful advice and life tips, empowering words, and encouraging personal stories. I've listened since day one, and Call's story of her journey for baby really opened my eyes and gave me the courage to get myself to the doctor. Mm. I had put it off for years. Now, my husband and I are well on our journey for baby, and things are looking up. If it weren't for my virtual BFFs, I'm not sure we would be where we are on our baby journey today. There's something to be said about women who bravely share their life so transparently. Everyone can use a little Ash and Call in their life. Love y'all. Forever Soul Sipper, Ash.
Wow.
Thank you,
Ash. That's pretty amazing.
I loved that review, and I'm so
that's
happy
deep.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are that's happy deep. For you.
Okay.
I'm
Off
looking though, you guys, if you want your own personal shout out, you need to leave a review because Ash left her review And then we haven't, then last review was February 5th. Yeah. So things have very much slowed down.
I was being generous in my recap of that.
No. Yeah. So we definitely, if you want, basically we're going to shout you out personally if you give us a review, essentially, because you're the only one showing up. You know, we're going to give you a 5-star review if you give us one.
That's
exactly
right. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Exactly. Okay. So now we launch.
Okay. We launch forcefully into love.
Okay. All right. So here's, you guys know it's February, month of love. We've tried to have a little bit of a theme. We brought you
baby
products we love, baby products we love, a labor of love with the boobs and the bottles. Yep. And we're going to round out this month with a little lesson on self-love. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of my expertise, but it was very difficult to come up with exactly how to share it because it is such, so self-love is like learning another language. Okay. So you are used to speaking to yourself in whatever way you speak to yourself, which is, that's the language you're fluent in, which a lot of times is, you know, it's, I don't know if it's always self-hate, but it can be, we are very mean to ourselves. So that's our fallback. That's, so I want you guys to picture that you, you know, English is your first language. You don't have to think about what's that word very often. It's like randomly your brain might have a brain fart, but generally you understand it. Make sense to you. You speak it without thinking. You think it, you know. But if you then started learning French, it would be a lot of work. You wouldn't, it wouldn't be your natural go-to. It wouldn't be maybe the language that you would speak to yourself in your head. You don't think in French right away.
Right.
You kind of have
to say order a pancake in French.
Exactly.
Translate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is the same thing with learning self-love. It is a language. You're going to default to how you've thought about yourself and spoken to yourself for all of your life. Mm. But it's going to be something where you have to remind yourself, okay, now how do I say that in a kind, like, how do I, you know, what's another way I can say that or whatever in my self-love language? So, and I also want to preface this by saying sometimes it's not self-love because some people can't get there right away. If you have been really hard on yourself for years, and this is not just physical. I'm going to go into this, but I think a lot of times we think of self-love when you see stuff, people talking about self-love, it's about how your body shows up physically in this world. There are so many more ways that self-love applies than just the way that you think about your body. Now, a lot of times because of the culture we live in, a lot of times the way that we think about ourselves in general is rooted in how we talk to ourselves about our body, but there are so many other ways that self-love comes up. So you might not be able to get to self-love, but you can go to self-acceptance, or at least you can move away from self-hate. Okay. It doesn't have to be self-love, but it definitely doesn't have to be self-hate. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my journey and then give you some tips that I want you guys to start incorporating in your life so that you can start appreciating and eventually loving yourself. Because I will say for me, so my journey with self-love, I think a lot of times, you know, we grow up and we think a certain way about our body and we wish it was smaller and we wish we looked like her and we wish things fit a different way and we wish we didn't show up that way in that photograph. Or I hate that photo that they tagged me in on Facebook, right? A lot of if you've been on Facebook, how many times have we untagged ourselves, right? And it's really untagging yourself from a memory is what it is. We think, oh, we look fat in that photo. I'm going to untag, or I don't like that angle or whatever. I'm going to untag myself. But it's really untagging yourself from a memory. And so we have reduced so much of our lives to the way that we physically show up in this world. But my journey with self-love, I didn't get to the body part of it until I kind of started appreciating myself. But I went from self-hate to self-acceptance or self-neutral before I got to self-love. And the very first thing that I remember that really changed things for me, and I think I've talked about this before, but part of my job is listening to personal development, is taking care of my mind. And that is the first place that I think all of us need to start, is taking care of our mind. So we think we need to fix our body. Our bodies are not the problem. It's the way that we think about our bodies and the way we think about ourselves. So if you don't tell your thoughts where to go, they're going to go, they're going to default to your language that you're fluent in, right? But if you tell your thoughts where to go and you make an effort, you can be in control of that loop that you're spinning in your mind. So I listened to a book 2013, probably, maybe 2014. On Audible, Brené Brown, and it is The Power of Vulnerability. Let me just, yes, The Power of Vulnerability. Now, you have to listen to this because it is a six-part series. It's like her presenting at a conference, a six-part thing. So it's not an actual book that you can read. You have to listen, but it means it's much more engaging. Like you can hear engaging with the audience. That book was kind of a game changer for me because in that book, she talks about Brené Brown studies vulnerability, basically. And in that book, the biggest lesson that I took away is that we all have things that make us feel really vulnerable. We all have things. And if you've ever seen the movie Gremlins, she talks about how we have these gremlins or skeletons in our closet, right? But in Gremlins, the movie, they can't survive the light. Gremlins are these like scary creatures. Nobody likes, they're bad, you know, but if you shine the light on them, they can't survive it. And thinking about your own thing. So for me, one of my gremlins was my mental health. I was really ashamed that I struggled with depression and, you know, insecurity and all in the way, you know, I thought about myself. So I was really ashamed of that. And what she talks about in that book is that there is nothing in your closet. There is no gremlin that you have that someone else hasn't also experienced or that a lot of people haven't experienced. So, right, maybe you are... you've declared bankruptcy or you need to, you have, or maybe you're an overspender. Maybe you have an eating disorder or you, what are other things? Oh, like you have a lot of debt. I'm trying to think of things that people are, or you're in a terrible marriage, right?
It there could be even body, like you've just given birth. Maybe yes. you're trying yes. to get refamiliarized of your with body. Yourself mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm.
It can be anything, but there we all have them and they're big and small. And she talks about, you know, shining your light on them. And also she asks, so it's she's presenting to a room. How many of you, when someone says something that they're vulnerable over, think that it's brave and you want to rally around and everyone raises their hand? And then she says, now, how many of you, when you share something that you're vulnerable about, feel like it's weakness and everyone raises their hand? And she's like, now, how come when other people are vulnerable and share something, we think it's brave? But when we share our vulnerability, we think it's weakness. Right? That's all about the mind. And so she started saying, you know, shine your light on your gremlins. And so I put out into the world, I started just carefully, gently, tenderly in my, on my social media, talking about my mental health. And now I can talk about it very, very freely. But that was my first kind of foray into self-love, was realizing that this thing that I was so ashamed over was okay. I didn't, yeah. that's not my shame to carry. And it didn't, I also realized, as I talked about it, that there is nothing you can put out into the world that is so scary and so shameful that you won't be met with a chorus of people that say, me too. Think about being, that's another thing people are really ashamed over, abuse, especially like childhood abuse, sexual abuse. That's kind of, or, you know, sexual harassment. That's the Me Too movement started from that, right? Somebody being brave enough to talk about it and they carried shame and it's met with a chorus of Me Too, right? There's power in that. So I want you guys to think about kind of starting to shine the light on your gremlins, because that's that deep rooted stuff that you've told yourself, I don't like me because of this, or I can't let people in, I could never have people know this about me. But there's nothing so shameful that you won't be met with a chorus of Me Too. So start shining the light and killing those gremlins off. They no longer have power over you when you do that. So that's kind of how I started into this foray. And then as I started accepting myself more on like a whole and deeper level, I was able to then bring it more surface and start taking it to my body and all the other things that I do to, you know, or say that I would say to beat that, would I would beat myself up over. So these are in no particular order, but I'm going to just talk through some bullets that I think are important as you go on your journey of self-love. So one of them is affirmations and the way that you speak to yourself. So if every time you see a photo of yourself, you hate it, you know, what is the thing that you say? Like, oh God, I look so fat. How could you reframe that and really, instead of reducing that memory into the way that you look, really look at that moment. Right? What is that photograph of? What were you doing? And there are so many times where I have reduced photographs to the way I physically am when they're, it's me surrounded by people that I love.
Yeah.
At some sort of celebration or party or just a girls' night out or whatever. There's so many times where I reduce memories to my body. So when those things happen, because again, you're going to default to your language that you're fluent in, can you then try to speak your other language? Can you look, bird's eye view, pull back and say, if it wasn't me looking at me in this photo, what do I see? And one of the examples of that I have is when John and I, after I had had Rev, maybe a couple months after I had Rev, I wore a pink dress and I think it was a maternity dress. And we went out for like a date night, but with Revy. She was probably 2 months or something. And I'm holding Rev because I remember she was crying and struggling. So I'm holding her and I'm just looking out. And my husband took a picture of it and he posted it on his Instagram. And the caption was something like, you know, out to dinner with my beautiful girls. And then it was like, Rev wasn't having it with her sights and sounds because she was in a leap where her brain was developed, you know, like,
yeah,
this is right. A lot of stimulation. That's right. Why I was holding her. And he's like, so we ended up getting the food to go, but it was still a great night, right? So it was a very sweet caption. What John saw in that moment was a beautiful night with his two girls. What I saw when I saw that photo was my stomach. And I asked him, I said, did you notice my stomach in this photo? Because it was postpartum, you know, I had a tummy.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And at that, it's those kinds of things where I reduced that moment that is so sweet to the way that I physically showed up. And instead, I had to reframe and say, no, it's, who cares if I see my stomach? What I should see is my husband adoring me and his daughter. Right? Yeah. So it's moments like that, that my first language, my default language was self-hate or deprecation or whatever, but going back and rethinking, like, does that thought make sense and does it serve me? And it doesn't. And going back to what those moments actually are. So I think that's really important. Affirmations,
the way goosebumps.
You know,
yeah,
and it's even at, when you look at yourself in the mirror, it's every time you see her, and you don't have to say, oh my God, I love you, but you can just start greeting yourself like, oh, hey, there you are. Instead of like, ugh, my arms are huge or my stomach is bad or whatever.
I need to put concealer on.
Oh my, those bags under my eyes or my acne or yeah. But just, hey, there you are. And eventually you'll catch and you'll say, gosh, I really love my eyebrows or, you know, I really love my hair. And you can start complimenting yourself more. And that's how you also start getting to a place of self-love. But you kind of have to go sometimes from self-hate to when you see yourself and immediately thinking something negative to just neutral. Hey, there you are.
Hey,
I see you. You know,
good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. If you are above ground instead of below it, there is more right than wrong, right? Okay. So I think it's looking at the way you speak to yourself. And when you have a negative thought, can you pull back and look bird's eye view at the moment? Imagine yourself 90-year-old if I'm 90-year-old, I'm on my deathbed and I see that photo that John posted. Is my first thought going to be my stomach or is my first thought going to be, man, what a life I lived, right?
Yeah. How wonderful was it being a new mom?
Yes. So I want you guys to pull back bird's eye view and look at moments instead of the way you physically show up. Another thing that I think is really important is following through on commitments that you make to yourself. Now, this shows up a lot in, I would say, there's probably tons of ways, but in fitness. So a lot of us want to get some sort of movement, and maybe it's a walk or, you know, working out. We make this commitment to ourselves and then the alarm goes off and you say, screw it, snooze, I want sleep. Or you're tired after work and you're like, you had plans to go to the gym. You feel good. You say the night before, I'm packed my gym bag. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out after work. Yep. This is it. 100%. It's going to make me feel better. And then after work, you're tired and you don't. That by making commitments to yourself and then breaking commitments to yourself, it is continuing to send the message that I am not worth it. That, and we don't think that. We think you're just saying, I'm not going to go to the gym today. But really what you're doing is saying, I'm not willing to follow through on the commitments I made to myself. I'm not worth showing up for. That's
you are flaking
out. And it's a subconscious thing
on yourself.
But imagine if it was a friend that you were continuing to every day say, no, let's get together tomorrow. And then every single day, I'm too tired. Your friend is going to stop showing up for you. They're going to stop making plans because you're sending the message to that friend, you're not that important. And it's the exact same thing that you're doing to yourself. So when you make the commitment to set your alarm for 6 a.m. to get up and work out, get up and work out. Follow through on the commitments you make to yourself. If you have said this week, I am going to drink more water. This week, I'm going to give up sugar. This week, I am going to do personal development. Then do those things. Follow through on that, because that is then you'll start sending the message to yourself that you're worth showing up for, that you matter, that it's worth taking the time, you know, to be present for. And it is a subconscious message that you're sending, but it's a really important one. So that's another way.
Even like imagining that it is, like imagine that it's someone you love a lot until you can get to it being yourself. But like, yeah. I like that framework of imagining that you are corresponding with a best friend or someone you don't want to disappoint.
Right. And you might not be that person for yourself yet, but you will get there. You know, you'll get to the point where you are someone you don't want to let down. That is something I actually am struggling with right now, because I do feel like I'm at a place of self-love. Now, that does not mean that I self-hate or whatever is still my first language, right? So I still will have thoughts. I have to continually practice self-love, continue practice speaking that, because I'm still fluent. My first language is still not self-love, right? So I still struggle with that, but I'm becoming much more fluent. But I'm struggling with it right now because I want to put myself at the top of my priority list. I know how good that feels, and I know that I deserve it. And it took me a long time to get to that point. But now, you know, with newborn life, it's not always the case.
That's what makes postpartum so hard.
It's hard. Yeah. But it's when I don't, when I'm not, like, you know, yesterday I wasn't able to get my workout in. It is not, I didn't not work out because, and it's not like I don't feel like I'm worth it. I wanted to, but it just didn't work out for me. And that's okay, because there's going to be seasons of life where you're in that as well. But
and
okay,
if you were talking to a best friend, they would be highly empathetic and understanding that this is a moment in time. There will be moments in time.
Yes. So I think that's really key. What you're saying is, like, all these things, think of it as a commitment you're making to someone that you love. And what message are you sending if you continue to break those commitments? Another thing is being really careful who you allow in your life. Now, some of us have toxic people face to face, and I know it's a very brave thing to do, to cut, especially if it's family, to cut ties. So maybe you don't get there. But what you can start with, until you start, that's another thing where, you know, you guys have heard that I don't have a relationship with my mom anymore. And I kind of tolerated her, having her in my life for years. And I think that also kind of coincided with a time that I wasn't really loving myself. So I didn't feel like I had those boundaries up, because I didn't think I was, you know, worthy of setting a boundary against my mom. And it doesn't have to, you know, be that. But I've now since set that boundary, because I value my time and my headspace, and it's really important to me. But it started with social media. So every single person that you follow on social media, you're giving them power. So if you're following, like, I can't follow any of the Kardashians, because they're, you know, beautiful and amazing, and I watch their show, but I don't need the constant reminder in my newsfeed. They are very, on their social media, it is all about looks.
So perfect.
It is, yes.
Physically,
yes. Yeah. And, you know, you watch the show, and I remember one show, I mean, all of the shows, they talk about their bodies in some way or another. One show, Chris was talking to Scott, and she was like, you know, you have really big earlobes. And he's like, huh? And she's like, yeah, you can just do a little nip tuck on those earlobes. And it was like such a, like, man, they do that for every single thing, everything they could find a flaw with, and that they can just fix it, right? You just go to a doctor and get your earlobes smaller. Like, but that is their, and so I can't follow them. I don't want to give them power in my daily life, in my newsfeed, of like someone who looks perfect or something, right? So every single person that you follow, you're giving power to. So if you're following fitness, when I very first started in this fitness world, I used to follow a lot of people that did fitness competitions, and I gave them power. And what it meant was every time I saw them, I would think, God, I'm what's inadequate. Wrong with me? Yes, I'm inadequate. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I unfollowed them. And I'm going to list a few accounts right now that I love, that I follow, and we can put these in the show notes. We'll send them over to Chad so we can put them in there. There's a ton, but I would just encourage you guys, to every single person that you see in your newsfeed, if you're giving them power, do you like the power that they have over you? So if they're giving you positivity, then that's good. Give them that power. But if they're making you feel some type of negative way about yourself, unfollow. Okay, so here's a few. I've talked about her before, but the Bird's Papaya. Healthy is the new skinny. I just found this girl. I adore her. It's MEM_Clarkson, C-L-A-R-K-S-O-N. She's very witty and amazing. Ashley Graham, you guys know probably about her, but she's like the plus size model who kind of put plus size modeling on the map. She just posted, she just had a baby and she just posted a photo of her stomach and it has stretch marks all over it. And she said, same me, just a few new stories. That was the caption. And I just thought, ugh, I love it, right? It's stuff like that. I don't need to see the Kardashians postpartum looking all perfect and compare myself to why can't I bounce back that quick? I need to see, I want to give Ashley Graham the power. Hell yeah. Yep. You know, okay. The intuitive underscore RD. That's, I think, registered dietitian. The intuitive underscore RD. Beauty underscore redefined. Mick Zazon. So MIKZAZON. And then ISKRA. I don't know how you say that, but she is also kind of a plus size model. Another brand that you guys should shop. I love shopping Aerie. I don't know if you guys know this, but they don't retouch any of their image photos, and they use girls of all sizes, which I've now seen on like Express
Dove.
You know, like, yeah, they use. Yeah. But I love on Aerie. They don't airbrush any of their photos. So you will see stretch marks. You'll see cellulite. You'll see shadows and dimples and things. But that is how I first found her. ISKRA. I don't know how you say that, but she was a model or fit model or whatever for Aerie. But that's another brand you can follow is Aerie. So those are some people that I would say give your power to. But it's really important that you start protecting who you're giving your energy and time to. And maybe you can't do it with the face-to-face. Maybe you have, you know, we had on our two sips, we've had people write us about toxic friendships.
Yeah.
And how, what do I do about this, right? Those are the kind of things where you start putting boundaries up, because that's a way that you can value yourself, saying, I'm not going to tolerate someone treating me like that. And once you start doing that, you can realize, I'm not going to tolerate myself treating me like that. It's all like these subconscious kind of things.
Yeah, it's not even about them. It's not even about the Kardashians. Right. They're choosing whatever they want to do. This is about, like, I love this point that you're making, because this is you committing to yourself.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with anyone else. Has nothing to do with your mom or anything. This is just you protecting you.
That's it. You being your own biggest advocate. And and standing up for yourself, saying, this is what I deserve. I don't deserve to think these thoughts about myself, so I'm going to unfollow that person. Or I don't deserve to be treated this way by that friend, you know, whatever. Yeah, so yes. Okay.
Yeah, this is not about victimizing yourself. It's empowering yourself.
Yes. Okay, the next bullet, and again, I said these are in no particular order. The next thing that I have is, don't take every thought as fact. So when we've been thinking, ugh, I'm so fat, I'm so gross, or I can't follow, so many people start new diets on Monday, by Thursday it's gone. And then you say to yourself, I knew I couldn't do it. Ugh, I can never stick to anything, right? Those are not facts. It is not a fact. Like with my depression, a thought that I thought was like, I'm such a piece of shit. Right? That's not a fact. It's just a thought that I thought so much and so frequently that it became truth in my mind. But it is a story I was telling myself. So you can start telling yourself a new story. This is very, very difficult to do. But you start questioning those thoughts, the things that you do not like about yourself. And it's not just physical. It's, you know, it can be the way that you laugh. It can be the way you look. It can be the way that you act. It can be just you as a person. But question those thoughts, because, you know, we think that they're fact, but it's only because we've told ourselves this stuff for so long that we believe it to be true. But question those thoughts. So when you say negative things to yourself about whatever it is, ask yourself, is that really true? And again, it's kind of pulling back, bird's eye view. If I weren't me and I was someone else looking at me, if I was looking at someone I love who was thinking this thought about themselves, what would I do? And it's questioning those things and starting to tell a different story to yourself. So that's really difficult, but it's really important. Not everything you think is fact. You are not disgusting. You are not worthless. You are not, you know, you can get that job. You are worth leveling up. You are worth protecting your space. You are worth being loved. That's a thing that I think a lot of women also feel is like, I'm unworthy of being loved. And we're searching for a relationship or a companion. And so we tolerate so much more than we should. We let people treat us crappy because we don't feel like we're worthy. Or, you know, I there were so many times I was in relationships where people were total dicks to me and I just put up with it. And then I would be afraid of breaking up because it's like, what if I never find someone? Right. Mm. So that's not a fact. It's not a fact that I'm unworthy of being loved. That was just a story I told myself. It's a fear. Mm-hmm. So you can reframe that. Okay. Next bullet. And I've talked about this a few times saying it's not just about your body. So a lot of times we think self-love is physical, but one of the things that I'm working on right now. Like, yes, I have more weight right now on my body than maybe I'm used to or something because I'm postpartum, but I'm not even struggling with self-love physically right now. My self-love right now, and I made a post about this last night, is giving myself grace when I can't do all the things that I want to do. And that is self-love too. Not allowing myself to feel guilty that I didn't get to do all the work I wanted to do yesterday, that I didn't get a shower or get my workout in, right? Showing yourself grace is a very big act of self-love. We wear a lot of hats as women and we have so many balls in the air, and inevitably sometimes the balls are going to drop and then we beat ourselves up. But giving yourself grace and allowing yourself to celebrate what you are doing and where you are showing up, that is an act of self-love. Another act of self-love that I've had to do recently is get help with when I started feeling depressed. You know, it was very like, I've been feeling so much like myself today. And I mentioned I was so tired coming onto this podcast, but I was so looking forward to it. And that is where I thought, man, I feel like I am back to myself again. Because remember,
yeah,
where I said if I wouldn't, I would find no joy in anything. Like I wouldn't look forward to anything. Yes. Mm-hmm. And getting help, asking for help is a huge act of self-love. And that is something we don't do a lot. Talk to your doctor, go to therapy, talk to your husband. You know, I told John last night, I said, it's so weird. The day before I was feeling great. And I said last night, God, I'm feeling depressed. And he's like, you know, and it's just talking about it. I now know it's just a part of me where I shine the light on my gremlins. I don't have to carry the shame. And I got to talk to it. And he's like, well, it's probably because you don't have a routine. And he's like, let me know if you need to get out of the house. And I said, I don't think it's getting out of the house. It's that, you know, I want to be able to work out. I want to be able to do things for me. And he was like, well, you'll get there. You know, we'll get there. We will find our new routine. Oh my God. So on that post that I made last night about celebrating where I can, celebrating giving myself grace for the fact that I just kept three humans alive. You know, I'm not just keeping myself alive. I've got two other kids now. So that was my celebration yesterday and giving myself grace. Someone commented and they said, every time you add a new kid to your family, whether it's a first one or second, third, whatever, it's like you've put all the puzzle pieces of your life together and they fit perfectly. And then someone throws it up in the air. They all come scattering down and they've added new pieces. And they're like, okay, put this back together now. And I was like, that is such a great analogy.
Yeah.
Like they've thrown your life up in the air and you got to put your puzzle pieces.
I was just
going to
frame this and hang it on the wall.
Yes.
And now I'm looking for the border pieces.
Yes, I'm looking for the border pieces. And I got new pieces here. It's a whole new puzzle too I got to put together.
Yeah.
I loved that. And so me getting help and me talking about it to John, like that is also an act of self-love. Talk to your best friend about it. Talk to your husband about how you're feeling. Don't keep those gremlins in your closet. Okay.
And help can come in a lot. I love this. I was thinking about my postpartum and a lot of those similar feelings of beating myself up and I felt very racy, like racing all the time, like this anxiousness around, I only have these short windows in between breastfeeding. I'm going to do the laundry. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And you're just trying to regain control. Mm-hmm. And one of the best things I did too late, but that hindsight's 2020, was just ask for my mom to come over a couple times a week. That was self-love too. Just asking
for
help.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And not feeling like you have to take it all on your own. And so there's lots of different ways that you can get help. And sometimes that's like delegating too, or asking people to come over, or putting up the white flag and saying, I actually don't know the answers.
I can't do this
help
all.
Me, mm-hmm. help me solution this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's really
God,
the last
I can't
last
wait
bullet,
for everyone to hear this episode. I just, as you're talking, I'm thinking I can't wait for every single person to hear this episode. That was the best segment we've ever done. That was all you. That's amazing.
Well, no, you had good. Yeah. But I think it's also going to be, the self-love is going to be giving yourself grace as you start learning this new language, right? You don't just overnight start speaking fluent into, I am worthy, I am great, I can love myself as I am. But when you start practicing that, you know, that's, we always think we need to be smaller, we need to show, you know, I need to lose weight, I need to whatever. But there's so many ways that you can show yourself love that don't have to do with that. And when you start being okay, accepting yourself, you don't, like, I feel like so many times, and I'll have to do a whole nother thing on how do you then love your body and how do you get to like intuitive eating and stuff and release the guilt around that. But when you take care of your mind, you take care of yourself, everything else falls into place. You are priority number one. So that's it. That's all I have for you guys.
It's wonderful. Ash.
What?
I feel like there's somebody else, as we wrap up the month of love, who loves us. And that's America's best value meal kit.
You are
coming
absolutely
straight to you.
I almost included this as a bullet, but I knew it was
from
coming
Hello
later.
HelloFresh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
HelloFresh, baby. When you look at yourself in the mirror, go to neutrality, right? When you get in the kitchen, it's time to celebrate.
That's right.
HelloFresh is going to make things easier for you. It's going to help you break out of your dinner rut. They have 22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. So you never get bored. There is something for everyone. They've got low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly, you know, it's, and then when you get it, it makes it so easy for you. You can get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 if you use one of their quick recipe options.
Wow.
Guys, did you know that by Time Institute, the average trip to the grocery store takes 41 minutes, which is 35 hours a year if you go every single week.
Too much.
Let HelloFresh give some of that time back to you and less food waste. Okay. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Order them, give them a go. You're going to love them every single week. Call, what's your favorite recipe that you've tried recently?
Oh my God. I love all of their recipes, but I especially love, and I've talked about them before, I love their burgers, you know, because you think, I know how to make a burger. Mm-hmm. Surely I do. Mm-hmm.
But no, if you want to be a basic enough bee, you can make a burger.
But they make it in their tacos, things like tacos. Oh, I know how to make a taco, but they'll give you tacos. You're like, I can't believe I've gone my whole life without making burgers or tacos this way. They make them just special enough and familiar enough. And they're so flexible, you guys. Like, they have things like garlic bread and cookie dough. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
So sign up right now, you guys. Right now. Go to HelloFresh.com/sip. 10 and use code SIP10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. You heard it right. Go to HelloFresh.com/SIP10. Use our code SIP10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Mm. You know, love your taste buds.
We got a couple hot topics, Ash.
Hot.
Have you seen Ben Affleck in the news recently?
I just saw only one thing that said his biggest regret is his divorce with Jennifer. But I am not. Why is he making the rounds? Why is he relevant?
He's doing the rounds.
What's
going on? He's got a movie coming out. I can't remember the name, but it looks like it's going to be really good.
Oh, he plays an alcoholic, right?
Yes.
Wow.
An alcoholic father.
That's got to be close
to home. Done a lot of interviews that he's really opening up a lot, more than we've seen him open up on this topic, I think, in the past. And he's talked about, he's called Jennifer Garner wonderful, thoughtful, amazing. Like, he's just singing her praises, of course, because that's how I would imagine her too. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's from the outside. She seems like superwoman.
Yeah.
But calling divorce the biggest regret in his life.
Yep.
And he really opens up about alcoholism, which is like so important that I think, speaking of vulnerability and shining light on gremlins.
Yes. Addiction is a huge,
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I actually really want to see this movie and I feel really proud of him. I don't know. I've been waiting for a good Ben Affleck comeback. You know, I felt worried about Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he's got three kids that he's got to live for. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Addiction is scary. And yeah. I wonder if this was like very eye, like looking in the mirror of like, holy sh-. I mean, that's so brave of him, I feel like, to take on this role.
Yeah. I don't know if there's much more to talk about on that.
Well, Jessica Simpson. Oh.
I was just about to go there.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're both listening to Jessica Simpson's book. How far along are you in it?
I am in, let me see.
I'm not that far in.
I'm chapter 3.
Okay. Yeah, I'm midway through chapter 2.
Yeah. Really freaking good.
I'm loving it. Me too.
She's
a
got
a lot more than I thought I would.
Exactly. It's more, yeah, I kind of felt like I was taking her just surface level or something, or just, and she even talks about, you know, she kind of played up the dumb blonde thing, but I was kind of thinking of her as how she was on Newlyweds, but she's really kind of got some depth to her, and she's actually a really great writer.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she had a ghostwriter, but sounds like she's doing the writing, and she's also the narrator if you guys get it on Audible. So it's her voice, which I love when that happens, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a creative team around this where she writes a lot and they help make the writing itself stronger, because I think that would just be such a daunting task to put together something like this. But it's definitely these concepts and things she's talking through came from no one else but her.
Right.
I mean, these are her memories and her life, you know, that she's telling. And this is not spoiling anything because she promoed about this, but she talks, one of the parts that really hit me was when she realized she was an alcoholic. When, you know, every mom wants to get their kids ready for Halloween and take them around, and she had drank too much and couldn't, you know, they got rented out golf carts to take the kids around trick or treating. She's like, I can't go. And then she was too ashamed the next morning. She stayed in bed all day until she knew the kids were gone. And then she put up the white flag, you know, in her team. It's just amazing too. I find it so interesting in these books, like the teams around her. Like some of it's so relatable. And then some of it, she's like, I get
you're
that
like,
this
oh,
is
she's
over
a
the
celebrity.
Top.
Yeah.
You know, she acknowledges it, which makes it easier to sort of stay with her on it, on the unrelatable parts. But she's like, yeah, I flew in my hairdresser from New York. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just a different life, you know? Yeah. But it is fascinating, though, to be in that, to feel like you're in her world.
Yeah. It also just made me really appreciate her husband more.
Yes.
Because I feel like being married to someone with an addiction problem is really has got to be so hard. And
so hard.
And especially when there's kids involved, you know, and I love when she talked about that. And she said, she told Eric, I'm going to stop drinking. And he said, well, so will I then, because he just knew she had a problem and sounded like, you know, he was. And she also talked about on the way to her daughter's assembly, it was 7:30 a.m. and she already had had her first drink.
Yeah. Because she felt like she needed to, because she was getting
anxiety
shakes.
About. Yeah. And just thinking like, what did Eric think then? You know, and it just made me, and I'm sure we're going to get more about her husband, but I'm excited. It made me, because I feel like, you know, we knew about Jess and Nick, but I didn't know about her. I don't know about her new life really with her current husband. And so I'm really, I don't know. She's really taking us back tape, you know, pulling back the curtains. She's shining the light on Gremlins for sure. She in, I don't know if it's chapter 2 or maybe this chapter where she talks about, I think it's this chapter actually, where she talks about some sexual abuse she had as a kid.
Yeah.
But she's really talking, you know, laying it all out there for us. So I would, it's called Open Book, you guys. Definitely check it out.
Guys, guess what? We finally have an Amazon store. This is a hot topic.
Yeah.
So in the link in our bio, you can get to our Amazon store on Instagram. We don't have to deal with the highlight reel anymore on Instagram. It's in the link in our bio. We have a books section. The Jessica Simpson book is in there, as well as the Brené Brown book that Ashley just mentioned on this podcast. It's already in there. So,
and I will go in and add some other books that I've talked about over the course of the podcast too.
Yes. And so as you listen to the podcast, whenever we talk about products and things that we're loving and it's on Amazon, you can find all that now on our Amazon store. You don't have to worry about missing things in our Instagram stories. So
huge.
We are in business on Amazon now. And
things
so many times
you did
people
a lot
are
of
like,
work on that.
Hey, what was that one makeup thing you guys talked about? Now it's, you guys know where to find it. Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Are you watching the new season of Survivor?
I am. But I think I've only seen one or two episodes. But I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
Are you watching it?
I am. So this season, you guys, if you're not watching Survivor, like, you should watch this season if it's been a long time. Because it's a season of past winners. Everyone who's
on
there.
War of the Winners,
is
that what it's called? War of the Winners, yeah. Something like that? Yeah.
I don't, you know what? Boston Rob, I want to have a chip on my shoulder for some reason about him. I want to not like him. I don't know, but I really
like him.
Him
a lot. Yeah. Did you watch last season?
I did. When Sandra was on the island of the whatever.
Yeah.
I think I want to dislike him only because I feel like I want to root. There are no real underdogs because everybody's won. And I feel like I maybe want to root for an underdog. He seems like the varsity most popular kid in class kind of guy.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's the high school star quarterback.
Star quarterback. And I want to root for someone coming off the bench maybe a little more.
Right.
But I can't. I just am rooting for him because he deserves it. Like, he is an all-star. And because he's an all-star, he's got such a target on his back that now I'm kind of thinking that he is kind of a quasi underdog.
Yeah. Yeah. And his wife is on there as well, which I feel like is another target reason to put them, you know, if you got two people on the show, they could potentially win. They've already won. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know if I had like an opinion on him, but last season when he was the mentor, I really liked him. And so I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard, we're going to burn through. Do you have any hot topics? I have one more.
I don't think so.
Have you heard the new Justin Bieber album?
Yeah.
What do you think? I think your reaction's the same as mine.
It was, I was like, we went to date night last week, came out last Friday on Valentine's Day, which makes sense because it's basically just a shrine of music to Hailey.
Yeah.
Or is that his wife's name? Hailey?
Yep, Hailey Bieber.
And I was listening, I was like, ooh, Justin Bieber's album's out. And I put it on and we were listening to it and I was like, this is boring. I was like, I don't like this. And John was like, this is, it's a really boring album. And I was like, that's a great word for it. I'm bored to tears. I don't think any of the songs are hits or jams. Probably some will be because it's just Justin Bieber. But I didn't love any of the songs on first listen.
It's very one note.
Very boring.
I completely agree with you. It's the number one album right now on iTunes. There are a couple of the songs on there on the charts. Oh, it's not the number one anymore. BTS, K-pop, has taken over. Justin Bieber, he was number one yesterday. He's dropped to number six now.
Whoa.
But I think I was his agent, I would say he needs to come out with another album very soon following up this one. Because he's been on such a hot streak and this feels like we've thrown some ice on it.
Yeah. Have you heard, have you seen anything?
It's reviewing very mixed. Very mixed reviews. Okay. I mean, I just think he should have probably done like one or two songs max to Hailey, but he's got so much more.
It's the whole freaking album, basically, like, about I love you and let's have sex and you're my soulmate and I do everything for it. Like every single, it's like he took a term of endearment, 16 terms of endearment, and then made a song about each one of those things. And it's like, okay, we get it. You're very happy in your relationship.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Snooze.
Hey, something that's actually cool.
Oh, yeah. Something that I've been very much looking forward to.
Modcloth, you guys, designs vintage-inspired pieces made relevant for right now. They're crafted by a team of in-house designers. Signature styles include hand-drawn prints, unexpected silhouettes, and an inclusive size range that celebrates all women.
Hey now.
Modcloth,
speaking our language, Modcloth
goes out of style. You guys, when you go onto Modcloth, one thing that's going to blow you away is the selection that they have. But they make it easy to find things, all different kinds of filters by color, obviously product type. I went on there, loved getting lost in all of the amazing things that they have to wear. So many fun styles and patterns. Ash, I went on a little shopping spree for us.
Did you?
I found us some pieces that we're going to rock at the Taylor Swift concert this summer.
Yes.
They have jewelry on there too. I got us some banger earrings. You guys will see them on our stories this summer. They're so fun and unique, you guys. And I can't wait for us to rock them.
Go find something you guys want to rock because they're offering you 15% off your first purchase of $100 or more, including sale items. If you go to modcloth.com and enter the code SIP at checkout, that promo code can't be combined with other offers. But again, that's modcloth.com. sipsip.com and enter the code SIP for 15% off your order of $100 or more. I can't wait to see what you guys get. Okay. Speaking of Taylor, though.
Yeah.
And the concert and what, you know, what we're wearing. So we are still giving away Taylor Swift tickets to Patreon subscribers. So we have a pair of tickets to her show in LA, Loverfest West, in July.
You just have to. Same weekend we're going to be there.
Same. And we're, so we're going to schedule a meetup in LA. And you just have to go to patreon.com, patreon.com/ you can sit with us. And it's $5 a month still for February. It's free, but in March, it'll be $5 a month.
You get charged $5 up front because we're giving you the whole backlist, but then you don't get charged for February. And it's fine. It's a cup of coffee a month, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, and you get an episode every Friday. It's the best.
Once we reach 1,500 patrons, we are, which, you know, they're called patrons, but we call them Soul Sipper, like Soul Sisters, but it's a Soul. So join the Soul Sipper squad over there. It's an extra episode a week. And once we reach 1,500, then we're good. So it's, you're going to be one, your chance. And if you and your best friend that you would go to Loverfest West with are following, you're kind of like double Amber entry. And Rob on the Survivor, where you got a two chances to win, because it's going to be one of 1,500 is who's going to win. If you got your best friend in the pot, there'll be two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your whole squad on there, you guys.
Whole squad on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to, if you get your whole squad, then you'll actually have to play Survivor, because if you get your whole squad on there, we only have two tickets to give away. So then you're going to have to vote someone off, several people off the island.
Really quick, I still get asked, we still get asked a lot this on our Instagram. When you sign up for Patreon, they're going to send you a unique little link that you can put into your iTunes app, and it makes it so all your Patreon episodes flow through your iTunes, so you don't have to listen to everything in two spots. It'll just pop up on your Fridays, just a couple of little steps, and you're good to go, dialed in. We'll see you Tuesdays and Fridays. Make sure you're not missing out. Ash.
Should we rant and rave? Boo and whip.
All right, so I've got a rant.
Oh, actually, wait. What? On my singing note, there is one hot topic. Did you see that girl that I've seen it on like the E! News Instagram? They're in the subway and this guy goes, finish the lyrics. And he starts and he, it's this girl. She's just walking in the subway. Have you seen this?
I think I saw a headline that she nailed it and it's going viral.
It's going viral. I'll play it for you guys. I think I can play it for you guys.
You can.
Listen.
Finish the lyrics. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Or do you need more?
Wow. Keep going.
So hardcore.
Wow, you really good. Keep going.
I'm off the deep end. Watches are diving. I'll never be the ground.
Holy
wow.
Shit. What?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, you guys. So if you haven't seen this video,
she's just in the freaking subway.
She's in the subway. She looks like a normal human. And I mean that in the best way. Like this is not, she's like, fair to say, probably what, 30s, going to work or something?
She's, no, I mean, 40s. The video's far away from you. She's probably in her late 40s.
And just going to work in her work outfit.
Mm-hmm. And coffee in hand.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I grabbed my chest.
I know. You grabbed your boobs. It was like, wow.
I was literally, she was blowing them off.
You gotta strap these babies down.
Holy cow.
Calm your tits, you know?
Oh, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where I was going with the boo and woo. You know,
you're
like
gonna be the
really
next one discovered.
Level subway star viral.
Yeah. Someone put this on the internet.
Okay.
So I got an appointment reminder. For a dentist appointment that I have coming up.
Oh,
and you know what I do, Ash? As soon as that reminder comes up, I think I got to call and reschedule this appointment. Because,
absolutely.
And I scheduled them so far.
You made it 6 months ago. You don't know what the hell you're doing 6 months from now. Yeah.
But also, I haven't prepared to con them enough. I haven't started my daily flossing routine that I swore I would do and gotten all the... Right. So you haven't flossed in forever, but then you get that appointment reminder. And I think I got to reschedule so that it's not apparent I haven't been doing anything since the last
totally
time
neglecting.
I was there. So now I got to go in and floss for the first time in a while. And then it's like the tender gums and it's bloody, you know, a little bit.
Right.
Because you just haven't been in there.
They haven't been given the...
And then you got to floss morning and night for a little while so that by the time you get in there, they think, wow, you've been doing.
You're really good.
You've been doing everything right. You've been taking care of these. Things look great, Colleen.
Things look great in your life.
And then I say to myself, you know what? I've done all this work to get a passing grade here. Mm-hmm. I might as well keep it up. You know, I'm going to keep it up. And now's the time where I'm going to floss. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And then next thing
and
I know,
you don't.
Here I am again. You know?
You know what's funny?
And it's just those looming dentist appointments, you know,
oh,
and
man.
The flossing,
yeah.
man. I This is so, just.
Apparently, John's brother, no matter what, flosses. Now, John's brother likes to party even more than John does. They can drink. And Jess said that Eric will be like fall down drunk and he will floss his teeth. He flosses every night, no matter what.
Are you a routine flosser?
No. But I eat so much sugar that I really collect a lot of plaque on my teeth. Yeah. So every couple of days I'm like, okay, it's getting DEFCON. DEFCON, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And so I floss probably two nights a week just because it's a, you know, too much plaque going on. I've got to, but I'm not an everyday flosser.
Yeah.
But I do wish I were.
Same.
But I'm saying with you, I love that you said, I haven't conned them. I haven't had enough time to con them.
I haven't prepared, you know, my big charade.
Right.
Because I'm upholding a certain image at the dentist.
No. Yeah. You don't want them to judge you to think, you know, you're not taking, who is this person taking care of her teeth?
They can't know what's really happening.
Whoa. Do you even need to be here? Your teeth are perfect.
Yeah. I'm not ready for my evaluation yet. I'm an A+ student in the eyes of my dentist.
You're an A+ student. I'm exactly right. Yeah.
I'm living a double life. All right. What's your rant?
Okay. Oh my gosh. This is only going to apply to moms probably, but you know, when you're changing your baby's diaper and you go to grab a baby wipe.
Yeah.
And you got one hand on the baby because, you know, you got whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They can't roll. You got to keep the one hand there. So you go to grab a wipe and it fucking comes out of the thing like a clown scarf.
Yes.
It's just coming. It's like, when do these wipes stop? How can I get? I just want one. Can I just get one freaking wipe out of this thing? Nope.
And then the holder starts coming up.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, I'm just, and every time I think, well, God damn it.
Yes.
Somebody make a wipe that separates. You know how Kleenex, you can pull one Kleenex out. It's fine. You got to clean, here's just my one Kleenex. I can blow my nose. Nope. Yeah. The wipes here. Oh, did you want one or do you want the whole damn container?
That's right. And
somebody
then you got to try and
fix this.
Shove them back. So then you're taking one hand
back
off
in.
The
a
baby,
whole ball. Oh, yeah.
Which is a
it's
liability.
Just a
and you're trying to
liability.
Separate. And then you've got, at the end of the day, you've got all these extra wipes you got to shove back in the
hole.
Oh,
you shove it in. There's a whole ball. Then you go there the next time. You're like, oh, crap.
Here
I got this whole ball of wipes plus the clown train that's coming on after. It's every freaking time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just living in
when you're in a real situation and you go to grab a wipe and it's empty and you've shoved your whole, because we use wipe warmers, so you shove your hand inside and you're digging around, you're
right
fishing at the bottom and it's empty plastic.
And it's empty and you think, well, crap, literally, this
crap.
Is a crappy situation.
Crap shoot. You know?
Crap shoot. This is a crap shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a real, there
and
needs
the reason
to be
that
a better
empty
way.
Is because the whole freaking thing came out in one wipe. And so, you know, you're like, well, I used all of the wipes. There's just this huge ball. It's like, imagine if the toilet paper roll was like the wipes where you tried to get something, but it just kept unrolling. It just kept going. And you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm wiping with the entire roll of toilet paper.
Right.
Every time.
One time a day, and then the rest of the day.
Yeah, you're going.
It's gone. Yeah. No wonder you have to go to Costco and get the Costco size.
Because
you really go through one packet every time.
One roll every time you wipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're putting that toilet on overdrive, you know.
My rave, Ash.
Uh-huh.
Chris and I lately have been doing one of the things we struggle in is the what's for dinner conversation.
Oh,
and
we do in between your HelloFreshes.
We do HelloFreshes. We do those things, but in between, we struggle. And we also like to do like HelloFreshes and Freshly's for having pre-made for lunches because we struggle with lunch too.
Yeah.
So then dinner, you know, it's just always a struggle. And usually if we ask that question at the end of the day, we're hosed because we're tired.
You've it's shot like yourself in the foot.
Motivation. Mm-hmm. So I do well with frameworks. So does Chris. And it's a very simple framework, but we've been doing a good job with it where we'll have a theme for each day that gives us a framework to operate in and we can plan. Good. So it's like Meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, and it's the same every week.
Yes. Great.
But that's fine because then we know exactly what we're shopping mm-hmm. for. We know we're not going to waste. We do Wait For It Wednesday, which is some sort of crock pot meal.
Ooh. You know, so good.
Uh-huh. And my favorite night, and I just got to rave about because, you know, and we're just spending a lot more nights in now as parents.
Right, right, right.
We do because we went to that pasta cooking class to learn how to make pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we actually made pasta on a Friday, on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We had champagne. Ben was, not napping, but he was kind of taking his he wakes up. Ben was taking his.
No, I know.
He was
and
in
I said bed.
Bed.
Okay.
Yeah, he was asleep. Anyway, we made cacio e pepe with a different kind of noodle, cacio e pepe sauce with a different kind of noodle.
Chrissy Teigen style?
Yeah, we made gnocchietti, and we're going to start doing it every Friday night. And I'm so stoked on this.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, and it's just like fun to have that to look forward to.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
And everyone can make pasta. It's actually very simple, but it feels special. It's like our treat, you know, each week.
Yeah.
This week's gnocchietti with like carbonara sauce, which is very simple. Little pancetta, little egg.
Yeah.
And I'm just loving it. And that's my rave.
Oh my gosh.
It's like quality time together. And we're doing it throughout the week, like, because it's very simple, but then it's a little more extravagant one night a week, and it's very fun. So
this is so interesting that pasta, you said anyone can do it and it's very simple, because I have always thought pasta has got to be very daunting to make.
Yeah. And that class,
so you're
really
simplifying it.
I mean, it's flour and water and sometimes and oil, and sometimes you add a little bit more or whatever. And then actually making the pasta, like, I find it very relaxing
because
it's the same. Once you get into the groove, you just have to learn it. And granted, this is coming from someone who's just learning. I only know how to make two kinds of pasta, so
that's great, because I know how to make none.
I know how to make three, but it's I like the repetition and just getting into a groove and spending time with Chris, drinking a little champagne while we do it. It's like my favorite thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is great. That is, and it's quality time with you guys.
Yeah.
My rave is something kind of small but major.
Ooh.
I tried this several months ago, fake eyelashes or eyelash extensions, eyelash extensions. I tried it back in October and then I thought, this isn't for me. It's not for me. But I gave it another go because in newborn life, I have not been like getting ready and putting myself together. I'm not wearing makeup. I just, you know, that's not, I don't have time for that. So I decided to give it another shot. And I gotta say, I'm a month in with these. I love them. I'm loving them. The eyelash extensions, it's nice. I get to go and, you know, you remember when we were getting the perm, eyelash perm done, and you kind of like fall asleep on the table a little bit, not a deep sleep, but it's just recharge the bats.
Deep relax.
Yeah, deep relax. So I get to do that, deep relax. And then I come out and I just feel like it makes me feel put together every morning when I wake up, I think. And so that's also self-love. It's very helpful that I can look in the mirror and be like, I feel just much more awake or more human-like or something. I don't know. It just feels really good. And so I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan right now.
Oh, and they look great.
This time in my life. Thank you. I'm loving. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
So anyway.
Well, we love you.
Wow. This was
and
this
flew by. And what matters is that you love yourself too. So share this podcast with someone. This one's highly, it's got a high shareable factor because every person on the planet needs to hear it. So share the pod, rate, review 5 stars, leave us a message. You will be read on the next episode.
Right.
Or one of the future ones.
One of the future ones.
Get to work.
Come over on Patreon and then,
yes,
you know, you can sip with us always.
Always. We will see you.
See you
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
same,
me up.
Same. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.